It's the entertainment part of the show.
I'm
reliably informed.
It is.
So when tasked with finding somebody from the entertainment world to talk to, I thought, I know somebody who'll be happy to talk to us at 8 minutes past nine in the morning when she's a university student and is probably normally in bed at this time. It's Fionn Rebecca.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you too? I'm great, thank you very much. Long time no see.
Yes. I'm sorry I didn't make it down to see you on Saturday, but you didn't need me. It all went well in my absence, it sounded like.
Yeah, I was very shocked. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I was very shocked. It wasn't exactly, I wasn't the best performance that I've done, but it went... seem to have gone really well.
Hmm.
It went in my favour.
Yeah. And there was some... I know from the Sticks, and I know that was their first gig back for quite a while, so there was some strong competition on the night, wasn't there?
They were incredible. I haven't actually ever seen the Sticks perform live before, but they were incredible, honestly. But, I really hope to see them in the final as well.
Yeah, well, they're leading the audience cheer vote at the moment, aren't they? So we'll see if that takes them to the final. So you're at uni, as are at least some of the members of your band.
Yes.
I know I played a track from Ryan's other band, Ryan, your guitarist, on my NMG show last week.
Yeah.
So you said that you didn't think it was your best performance. Is that because you perhaps didn't get the chance to get together and rehearse much beforehand?
We didn't really get as much chance to rehearse as we would have liked, but what we're doing for this one is, because it's going to be a completely new set list full of completely new songs that I've literally written here, we're going to be getting together a lot more. So, excuse my voice, by the way, I have fallen ill, literally just after as well. So.
Oh, well, at least that's something, at least it's afterwards. I wasn't sure whether you were ill or whether it was just because it's early in the morning and, you know, our voices don't work very well at this time of day. Are you all right getting up at, I mean, it's not that early really, I suppose, but
no, not
when
at all.
When
are you going to school soon anyway?
Oh, okay. So you're not falling into the typical uni lifestyle where you know you don't wake up till lunchtime and stay out partying all night.
I definitely have, but no, not today.
So can I, a quick question. So that's, you've got a guitarist who's in another band. Didn't you say yesterday, Tim, that the drummer's in another band as well?
Yeah, so your dad texted me yesterday and said that your drummer is also in the band that won the under-18s heat the previous week.
Yes, yeah, Harry. They're all really, really talented by themselves and stuff as well. Like, they're really, really good. Obviously, Ryan's in Near Misses, and then Harry's in Sleepwalking.
Mm.
And it's crazy because Harry is now in two bands in the final.
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting one. they do have bands of their own.
Yeah, Near Misses, which is Ryan's band, which is Fionn's guitarist, is tickled me last week and still does tickle me because it's not spelt Near Misses as in I've missed you. It's Near Misses as in Mr. and Mrs. Near Misses, MRS.
Oh,
I think it's kind of quite a cool, funny play on words. It tickled me anyway, to the extent I'm still talking about it a week later.
It's still cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So how is uni? And are you doing music while you're at uni on your own or with other people?
Well, I'm constantly writing, that's one thing. I have no idea what it is, but I've got the writing bug and I'm writing all the time. Mm. I've got so much new material. But, you know, uni is so intense at the minute because obviously it's deadline week and stuff like that.
So, oh, is it?
I don't really let it get in the way of my music. But we're going to be coming back and doing more rehearsals and just getting together as a band, you know, more often.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Well, with uni, I mean, I didn't go to university, so but I know a lot of people who do, and it appears to me from the outside, I know it's not really like this, that you get quite a lot of holidays, and you'll be back soon before Easter, and it probably feels like you haven't long been back since Christmas. So your terms are quite short, but I guess because of that, they're also pretty intense.
They're very, very intense. But the one thing I can say is I've nearly finished my year. And I found that really, really strange.
Already?
Already, yeah, I've nearly finished my year. So it's really, really odd because it's gone so quickly. And obviously it's quite short, but
I'll be second year soon, and it just seems really, really weird.
Yeah,
really
that is
strange.
That is weird. What is it you're studying?
Contour fashion.
Oh.
Yeah, it's lingerie design.
Hmm.
Okay. Lucy's pricked up interest now. So, oh, okay. So that if you don't end up in the music industry, you want to be a fashion designer?
It's my backup plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Music first, always. But then, yeah.
Well, at least you can design your own.
So two very very creative lines of interest there.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. You would not be able to see me doing maths or business or something. I'd lose interest.
You know, because I was thinking when you said that you're at the moment, you were saying you've suddenly got loads of ideas, lots of writings coming into your mind. I just thought, how is that possible if you're in the middle of finals week? Like, you know, you're reading your textbooks. But then actually, because you're doing quite a creative degree, that suddenly makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's quite strange. I don't actually understand it myself. But it is just a case of I'll just be sat doing work and I'll get bored for a few minutes because I can't keep, you know, concentrating for too long. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to go write a song. So I do. I go into the kitchen and I'll go and, like, put a track on and stuff and I'll just start writing to it.
But I guess the change in scenery for you and how your life has changed from being at home and going to uni and growing up a bit, spreading your wings and all that, it gives you more of an inspiration, more things to write about now.
Yeah, no, definitely as well. The independence here is crazy. I do definitely recommend uni to anybody who's thinking about going, because it is an incredible experience, and you grow as a person as well.
Mm. Did you go to uni, Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go?
Here, at ARU.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it was good.
What did you study?
I did sociology and Italian. So I spent a year in Italy, which was really, really great. But I completely agree with you, Fionn. It's you just sort of... You learn, but then you also sort of like stand on your own two feet. You become
exactly.
It's like practicing how to be an adult.
Yeah,
you know, when
literally,
you go to uni. Yeah,
it is definitely.
Yeah,
it's very scary, but it's good.
It's good. Yeah,
I think Fionn was pretty independent before she went to uni. Anyway, you think you're your own woman, and you know what you want, and you know how to get it. And
definitely.
That's definitely a good thing. your dad's texted me again. This is getting quite frequent now. These texts with Gareth.
Oh, yeah, I apologize.
It's all right. He's prompting me. He's telling me that you're playing the Fiver Night on Good Friday.
He's doing that because you needed to remind me. yes, no, we are. We're doing the Fiver Night at the Junction on Good Friday.
So Good Friday is... when is Good Friday? Is that the week before the Cambridge Band Competition final?
Yes.
I think it is. So you're playing basically what we're saying here, Fionn, is you're playing the Cambridge Junction two Fridays nights in a row.
Not bad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, not bad at all.
Yeah, it's pretty nice work if you can get it, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it will be my first time, actually, apart from... I did open for Fred's House once at the Junction.
Oh, yes, but that was Junction 2, wasn't it?
I've actually done.
Yeah, this is Junction 1, the big
the
space you'll be in. Yeah,
the big one. So it'll be very interesting, like, twice in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
crazy.
Well, I'm sure you'll take to it like a duck to water.
Mm.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I have a recording of one of your songs from the band competition, which I'm going to play, if that's okay by you.
That's absolutely fine.
So it's a song called Help Me Out. Is that a good choice?
Yeah, that one's Keep You Safe, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
I've just been told what it's called, so I'm not going to feel bad for that. So it's called Keep Me Safe.
I'm trying to think. I think it might be Keep You Safe, but because it's either Keep You Safe or As I Am.
Okay.
Have Help Me Out.
Well, you don't have a song called Help Me Out.
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, we know that's wrong. But anyway, is it? Well, I was going to say, tell us
it'll
about it. But if you're not sure which one it is, then you can't.
It'll be one of my new ones. If it's the one that I think it is, which is probably Keep You Safe. It is a very personal song. It was written about someone very, very dear to me, very close to me. It's just about somebody who relies on you and you rely on them, and you just kind of want to keep them safe, really, all the time.
Cool. Well, thank you for sparing 10 minutes to talk to us today. What's your next plan? Have you got a lecture to go to or something this morning?
I have no lectures today, but I do have a deadline very soon, so I'm going to be getting up and going and doing a lot of coursework. So.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, and we'll catch up again soon.
Yes, definitely. Lovely talking to you both.
You too. See you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye guys. Bye.
That's Phil and Rebecca, live from university, and this is her live from the Portland Arms on Saturday.
You're not the first to ask me, not the last to pass me, not the only one who didn't want to stay. Loneliness I'm feeling deep inside, I'm bleeding just a human here in every single way. I don't control the way I'm feeling, I will help you if I can, but deep inside I'm needing someone take. Beaming, it's not mine.